In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today we're going to look at the Feast of the Ascension. In many parts of the country, most, I would think, this will be celebrated on Sunday, May 12th. But it'll be out early enough for those who still celebrate it on the preceding Thursday. The first part I want to talk about today is the relationship between this feast and the liturgy, because the Feast of the Ascension is the patronal feast of the liturgy. I'm going to try to explain that. I'm going to be relying on a book, and I'll get you the title of it. It just slips my mind. I didn't bring it out. Isn't that funny? His name is Jean Corbon, C-O-R-B-O-N, but it's been translated into English, and it's the great classic on liturgy. He was an Eastern Rite Dominican, taught in Beirut. Everything's coming but the title, but I'll have the title before we finish filming. The Ascension. What happened at the Ascension was that the Incarnation was completed. The humanity of the Word was totally transformed and entered the presence of the Father. And that's where He is. And that movement is the ground of all liturgy. Because that movement of a human being back to God is the movement of the liturgy. You know, as the Vatican II tells us, the Eucharistic liturgy is the source and summit of the Christian life. It is the source and summit. And it is, of course, that condensation point of all liturgy. But the Lord Christ is working in every liturgical gesture, every act, and it's this mystery of matter. Think about it, huh? Water, oil, hands, words convey the life of God because they share in the mystery of the ascended humanity of Christ. This is the source. I know this is why I'm thinking, I was just looking over Corbon's book, maybe for a while, these 15 minutes, I would give you a resume of his book. But for now, we just want to work on this one, the Ascension. God works in and through matter. Baptism, confirmation, anointing of the sick, the Eucharist, bread and wine become the heavenly body and blood of Jesus Christ. So that there He is on the altar, in His humanity, in the Eucharist, offering praise and worship of an infinite love to the Father. And we are supposed to get in on that. He did it, you see, so that we could join Him in that movement back to the Father. Now, we do it sacramentally. In our modern culture, that seems to mean make-believe, but it's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's the most real thing we do all day is to return to the Father with the Son, who's always living to make intercession for us. That's His priesthood. I don't know if we've done Hebrews yet in our, but if we'll do it, you've got to see that marvelous. We have a piece from Hebrews today as a choice. Today we have a choice between Ephesians and Hebrews for the second reading. We'll be there. But here we have this notion, you see, that the Word of God who came forth from the Father without ever leaving the Father and took on flesh, the Word of God became a zygote. He entered into the very depth of the structure of matter. And he has, and still has, a body. He never renounced that body. In fact, there's that beautiful text in the letter to the Hebrews, no, in the Apocalypse. I saw a lamb standing there, as it were, slain. He never even removed the signs of his suffering, of his passage among us. He's there showing his wounds to the Father, and the Father is just overwhelmed with love to see the human dimension of the divine love of his Son for himself. And that is liturgy. Now, I know, you see, that we have a long way to go to understand that. In the West here, we're very practical. Get in, get him in, get him out of the parking lot, get the next crowd in. Smaller denominations don't have that problem. But we do. But I think we have to solve it in a better way. But at least let this be the moment whose patronal feast is this, the Ascension. At the Ascension, the whole transformed body of Christ was plunged into the divinity. So from there, that act of love in which he died, in which he's fixed forever, you see, animates that humanity. And then he acts. Huh? When I say, this is my body, this is my blood, Jesus Christ acts, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And so, you see, this is the prelude, this Ascension, the prelude to Pentecost. We understand that the whole sacramental life of the Church is suffused, animated by the third divine person, making real and present on earth the radiant, glorious humanity of Christ, who is there, standing before the throne as a lamb slain, still bearing the marks of his wounds. And that act of love animates everything that is done. Of course, I'm having in mind most the heart of the liturgy, which is the Eucharistic liturgy, which is the source and summit of the Christian life. The source and summit of the Christian life. And so this Ascension is the patronal feast. When the Lord left earth, he brought his humanity with him. And he is there before the Father, still in his humanity. And then, as we, because we are his body, he has his own body, but he has our body too. And we are his body. So that at every Eucharistic liturgy and the others in proportion, different sacraments, it is the Lord Christ still offering himself, fixed in the act of love in which he died, which ravishes the Father's heart and looks on this beloved little humanity that God has taken to himself. And in doing that, he's taken all other humanity that wants to be joined to him, to heaven forever. And that's liturgy. It's such a mystery. You know, I've forgotten the name of the cardinal. I think he was a cardinal. Vietnamese, who was in jail for a long time, 8 or 9 years, I think, in Vietnam. But they managed to smuggle into him a couple of raisins and some bread. And you keep the raisins in water until they fermented. And then this man, in a prison cell, solitary confinement, down in the depth of the prison, which would offer the liturgy, the bread and the wine, right here, and join himself with that. Don't you think the Father's heart was ravished to see his Son take over this holy bishop and together they go back to the Father. That's liturgy. You know, there's no big choir, there's no incense, there's no... The heart of it is there, the act of love in which he died. And so, the ascension is the moment when that human dimension of the act of love in which he died, Jesus himself, enters into the divine mode of existence, but never denying his humanity. And that's why, you see, Father Corbon speaks of this ebb, you see, flow and ebb. He comes out from God and goes back to God, bringing us with him. And so, understanding that the voyage of the humanity of the Word back to the Father through the cross, that's the heart of all liturgy. And that voyage back to the Father, of course, he's never left the Father's side in a way. Father's always with me, he says. But now the humanity goes into the presence of God. And therefore, all those things he taught us, how to baptize, how to anoint with oil, you see. And ultimately, you know, the Eucharist itself, which is the heart, obviously. That's what we celebrate today, this patronal feast of the liturgy. It should encourage us to get more deeply into this mystery ourselves, so that just by the way we say Mass, others are brought into it, and they give themselves to the Father in union with Jesus, and then they feed on his resurrected, transformed, infinitely beautiful body and blood into their own bodies. And that's the risen, ascended humanity of Christ coming into our bodies. Why would he do that? Very hard to figure out, isn't it? Just love. Just love. He wants to bring all of us where he is, so that together we could offer ourselves to the Father forever and sing his praises. And that's why the fruit of the Eucharist, you see, is community. Not just community, hello, hello, but union, communion. That's the fruit of the Eucharist, because we all are living by the same body and blood of Jesus Christ. That is this movement, you see, so that at the liturgy, if we're really praying there and singing our hearts out, you see, he will take us with him to the Father. Now, still, in an imperfect way until we die and go see him. But it's very important to bear in mind that this should open us our whole heart, our whole mind, to an understanding of why he permeated matter to such a degree that water and oil and gesture and word and mostly bread and wine, you see, give us divine life, because they share in the mystery of the ascended humanity of the Lord Christ. Amen.